Right, guys, it's Mike Five from NewMusicSaturday.com. Delighted to introduce part two of this week's New Music Saturday podcast. And we made it, guys. We made it from start to finish. We got through every single song, unlike in part one where we had to cut it off slightly early because of technical issues. So that's great news. This is an awesome part two. It starts with a world premiere, an NMS exclusive, Blue Foo's really, really cool new tune. We got sent a track that features Method Man. I mean, what's going on recently? We've had Filter on the show, and now Mike Nichols has sent us his collaboration with Method Man, and it's brilliant, and of course we played it. And amongst others, there's loads of other very, very cool stuff on the show as well. So have a listen. I'm sure you will enjoy part two. As always, it kind of transcends into weird and kind of crazy, less crazy and more weird and emotional towards the end, to be honest with you. But very, very good. A couple of cool covers at the end as well. Thank you so much for listening. Thank you for your support. The Filter interview will be up in the next few days if you're listening to this in real time. Or if you're listening to this in the future, it's probably already there. So enjoy that. Thank you very much, and enjoy part two. Cheers, guys.
Good evening, or if you're in the UK, like me, whatever ungodly and alcohol soaked early hour this is One Blind Mouse, welcoming you to the fine listening experience of New Music Saturday, hashtag NMS, with your hosts Dr. Bones and Mike Five, celebrating new and independent music. Enjoy the show. And for the curious, the noise in the background is the internal electrical activity of my toaster.
Welcome back to New Music Saturday, part two, hashtag NMS, hashtag down the rabbit hole. We're sorry about part two, part one, of taking it off so early, but there's some technical issues that we could not quite figure out, so Mike is typing wildly here, so...
Oh, can you hear that? Sorry. Sorry, I'll mute myself.
But I am Dr. Bones, Dr. Many Things, but I'm Michael Doctor, and welcome back, Mike Five, who likes typing.
Yeah, I do like typing. It's, you know, who doesn't like a good type? It's because I got this shitty headset. Because do you remember last time when we were, which seems like ages ago because I was on holiday and then I think I was ill 1 week or whatever. But anyway, last time the fucking headset broke because if we didn't have enough technical problems,
right?
You couldn't hear me for some reason. So I've got this crap one. It picks up all the fucking typing and everything. Anyway, never mind. At least we're here.
And now Twitter is X for some reason. I don't know why, but you know.
That's just bullshit, isn't it?
I guess something goes, what the hell is X? Like, I mean, how stupid is that?
It just doesn't, yeah.
Thank you, Elon Musk, for wasting your time for absolutely nothing.
Yeah, it's annoying because nothing else is really kind of taking over. I thought Threads would, because they've already got an in, right?
Right.
They've got an audience. It's very simple, download and go, but I don't know. We'll see. We'll see. Whatever.
Right on. Well, to kick off part one here, we have brand new world exclusive, hashtag NMS exclusive, courtesy of Blues Foos. So this is their new song called Both Far and Near. Here we go. Dig this.
Thank you. Every day has its wonder. The meaning to find.
Exclusive. A big thank you, Blues Foos and Dez from Blues Foos. It's a great song. We've been promoting the song all week, like certain videos here and there to promote the new keyboards to the band and a little bit about the band as well, about the new song. So a big thank you to Dez and Blues Foos. It's a killer song and definitely fitting for lead out for part two.
Oh man, that's so good. It's so good. The absolutely perfect way to start part two. It's kind of like it's almost like a film score, isn't it? Like the opening to some film, and you can imagine people like going on some journey across the plains or whatever. It's that kind of fucking atmosphere. But yeah, it's great. Sorry, I've had a few drinks now, so my language is poor again. Yeah, absolutely brilliant. Really, really enjoyed that. Really good. The vocals are outstanding. Keyboard is brilliant. The whole composition of it, wonderful. Wonderful tune. I really enjoyed that.
Right on. Well, next up, man, we have brand new Sorrow Destroys, the song called Exit Wound, and this is the Bleed Null remix. Dig this. I think we got it.
I'm not a part of them.
stories with Exit Wound, and that's the Bleed Null remix. And my God, like, wow, that just couldn't get any more tripped out than that. Like, really, that was amazing. I love this tune.
I love that reaction. My God.
I mean, my God, speak to you. Operate with that. Like...
Oh, my God. Yeah, that's fucking class. That just start to finish. I actually forgot. Obviously, you introduced the song at the beginning, and I wasn't listening or whatever. I forgot completely it was Sorry Stories. And then, of course, it's Sorry Stories, but it's a remix. It was just like, fuck, this is so good. Like, it's absolutely insane. Yeah, I love that. I think that's absolutely brilliant.
And for those who are watching the videos, they're like, oh, my God. So, oh my God. So, there they go. So, next up is a brand new mock experiment. You actually submitted this last minute 2 weeks ago, but it's an amazing tune. It's called Light the Way. So, we go with the mock experiment, Light the Way. Frustrating.
I see.
experiment with light the way. Now that was a great tune. Oh my god, like great tripped out, and we got the chance to interview him not too long ago as well. And what a great tune it was. And what he said, got room for one more last minute. Like, yeah, man, send it, like, do it.
It's got to be done, isn't it? Yeah, that's brilliant. I mean, he is awesome. Just generally, he is absolutely amazing. And
it can't be our parenting. We're awesome. Like Butter's parents. Like, yeah.
Brilliant. But yeah, it's just superb. It's so good. And it's good to hear, you know, the latest stuff has got more of him singing on it, which is really, really good because he's got a really great voice. But I just love it. I love the songwriting and the musicality and everything. I think it's absolutely fantastic. Really love it.
Right on, man. Well, next up we have brand new Adam Bostock, a song called Earth. Take this. Absolutely loved it. And Mike, your mic's off. There you go.
Hello.
Hello.
Yeah, another phantom. Hello. another fantastic tune. Really, really good. There's a kind of that and the Moore experiment go really, really well together, and I think this sort of a theme in the kind of rhythm. I don't know what the fuck I'm trying to say, but there's like an atmosphere in part two that I really, really enjoy.
Oh sure.
yeah, it's just really nicely kind of put together, and then at some point it'll probably drop off a cliff and go into something weird, but yeah, it's cool. I'm loving it, man. So good, good feeling.
Before I get to our next song, I'm not sure I mentioned this the other week when I was on with St. Martin, so thank you to her for helping out. So anyway, so a couple weeks ago at work, I work at the airport, I do passenger screening, right? So there's one procedure the passenger said, well, why are you doing this? I can only tell him so much, right? And then he says, you do understand my charter rights to see that information, right? And I'm not dignifying that with a response in my head. I'm not saying this out loud, but saying what I said, yeah. I'm not dignifying this response, and I'm not going to feed into his bullshit. So I stared at him blankly, like I had no idea even what language he was talking, right? And then he repeated himself again. And then after I said, well, Kasta says this. Kasta meant that to all the rules. Kasta says this, and here you go, blah, 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 blah. It's like, have a good day. I'm going to contact him, okay? I'm going to contact them. Please do, by all means. Like, that's why I give you the card. Like, obviously, go for it. But you're just one of those, you know, conspiracy theorists, anti-vaxxers, yeah, right? So, but the thing is, it's not worth my time, nor is it worth my job to feed into something like that. That's what I was like, and I literally stared at him blankly, like there was like nothing behind my eyes. Like it was like a vampire like shaving in your mirror that I couldn't see, right? So it was just funny because like he just didn't get it. It's like and once he said the second time, thank yourself, well, blah 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 blah, like okay, have a good day, like see ya.
So. Fair enough.
Well, in my head, it's like, hey, you're not worth my time, but you really are, so.
Yeah, next.
Exactly. Even though you're being a douche, I'll treat you with fake respect and blah, 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 then send you on your way, so.
Jesus Christ.
Well, man, it's happening more and more because, like, the government, the government should be hiding this from us, blah, 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 but, well, this is private information, so the public is only entitled to so much of how the screening process works, but there are some things that we legally cannot show. If we do, that's our job. And I'm not losing my job for some guy like this, right? So.
Yeah, exactly, yeah.
You can yap all you want, and I'll listen to you, and I'll be polite, but I'm still not giving up what I can't give up because I'm not losing my job because of that.
No, exactly. Yeah, it's not going to happen. So,
yeah. You can yammer on all you want, and blah, 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 like so. But it's funny, though, because usually on Monday, I'm team lead for screening because it's a pretty busy morning. But what I've gotten used to, people who know it or have now seen the movie, not Billy Madison, but the second one with what was it called? Not the Water Boy, but I think it was Billy Madison when with Chris Farley being the bus driver. It's like.
I haven't seen it.
Is everybody in the bus okay? Right, grand. Let's go. and everybody's used to that, and it's all good fun though, right? So.
Yeah, man.
And that's the good thing is people, you know, they've seen the part now, or it's like, all right, let's go. Are we ready to do this? Yep. All right, let's go, assholes. You know, like, all right, keep firing, assholes. Like. So. But yeah, no, I work with a good bunch of people, so.
Good.
Anyways, all right. So back to music. That was a bit of a sidetrack story, but kind of somewhat related to Earth and music. So.
Yeah, we'll say it's related.
So next up, we have Harry Stafford and Marco Butcher in a song called "Walking Among the Spectres." This is a very tribute song and a lot of fun. So do this.
So don't believe you can. I'm the king of all the plans and the master of the moves. You know you had a chance, but you kept it in reserve. I'm always just one step ahead, and you're looking at my dust. I'm a CCTV shadow, you just can't make me out. You know you saw me there, but it's too dark to be sure. An outline in the smoke, where there's barely any light. A ghost inside the cabin, I'll suck the air out of the plane. You know you saw me there, but it's too dark to be sure. Well, I can roll the most spectres, cause we all just sing. I can walk because we all look just the same. Last to arrive and first to leave, I didn't catch your name. I can walk amongst the specs because we all look just the same. I'm the king of all the plans, I'm the master of the moves. I'm hiding in the ether, too fast and blink you lose. Somebody better catch me, though I don't believe you can. I'm the king of all the plans, I'm the master of the moves. You know you had your chance, but you kicked it in Roseanne. I'm always one step ahead, and you're looking at my dust. Yeah, I'm the king of all the plans, and I'm the master of the moves. I don't want to mark the spectres, cause we all just the same. I can walk among the specters, cause we all look just the same. I thought I was invincible, I thought I could get away. No, I'm not so fast, there's not a escape plan, there's a wall. The king of all the plans, the master of the moves. Listen to my story, you'll wanna hear it all. I can walk among the specters, cause we all look just the same. I can walk among the specters, cause we all look just the same.
Right on. That was a great tune. I really enjoyed that one. Walking Among the Specters, and that was Harry Stafford and Marco Butcher, and what a great tune, man. Like, it was very tripped out, and like, absolutely loved it. Like, it's like, I love the keyboards in it too, but just, yeah, it was a badass tune.
That was very cool. It reminded me of Alice's Night Circus.
Oh, nice. Good point.
It had that kind of almost like cabaret drama vibe going on, which is pretty cool. Yeah, very cool. Oh, excuse me. Very cool tune. I really enjoyed that.
Sorry.
I've now lost the ability to speak entirely.
Sorry, I'm just fishing between two because you messed me and trying to tweet, and you messed me too and sitting to what you must have said, so.
Oh, I would never do that. I would never ruin your tweet by
randomly
messaging you.
No. Like, I was trying to tweet, and he sent a message, so I get to have your message, really, so. I'm not sure what it said, but sorry.
it was nothing that you need to look at now.
did you just start an OE fans or what?
Yeah. Yeah, but you know, that's for later.
Mike, 1, 2, and 5.
Oh, man. I dread to think the people. They say there's an audience for everyone, but I dread to think the people that will pay for my OnlyFans.
Dr. BB Bones? Like, and the B stands for. Use your imagination.
Yeah, right.
So, that escalated very quickly, and I'm sorry, but...
Yeah, it really did. It did.
Just a bit.
A bit.
So, next up, where are we at here? Next up, we're at a brand new song by Victor Palmer, and a song called Go Dance! Dig this. In a...
Classic.
Right.
Still working better than part one, though.
Buffering. buffering.
Speak too soon.
Yeah, right. Okay. Preview works. Okay. All right. There we go. Victor Palmer with Go Dance. And you know what a tripped out song it was. That was amazing. A really, really, really good one. Very tripped out. Very tripped out. And the song told like that, like, man, he just painted me like how it was like mellow, but not like, no, not a jump around. But it was a great tune. Absolutely loved it.
Excellent. Every now and again, someone listening to the show does my job better than I ever could by making a comment that just nails it. So I'm going to give that award to Kiffy so far this evening, who said, I'm a big fan of this cigarettes after sex vibe. No bad thing. I don't know what he's right. And then one blind mouse has said, I'm more of a cigarettes during sex type. But I do think you need to be careful there because, you know, you can set fire to the bed.
Okay, yeah, very nice.
But yeah, great tune. It was kind of like had a little bit of the Cure going on in that bass line. I felt there was a Cure vibe there. But yeah, very cool tune. I really like that.
Wait on, woman. Next up, this is fucking amazing. So this is Mike Nichols and Mike MIC, like as a microphone, featuring Method Man from Wu-Tang Clan. This song is called El Matador. Dig this.
Mike Nichols. Hot Nichols. What up, LA? What up, LA? You drop your drop. I smoke a lot, I'm in a reefer spot. No, really, I'm in a reefer spot. Want the same respect that a reefer got. I reek a pot when I'm in the house, I don't even knock. Then punch the clock on the TV show, I don't even watch. You see the plot, and when you see me, you see the block. This could be a box, the only question to be or not. No Shakespeare, Shaka Zulu, I Shakespeare. Y'all shake shackin', then come to Staten and shake here. As far as capping, it ain't here. You ain't here, then I'ma chalk it up to some bad credit. We ain't clear. My flow's sicker than last year. I'm past where I'm sicker than a cervix that needs to surface a pap smear. Mike Nichols, these children out here got hot nickels. They pop pistols, catch licks, not popsicles. You got issues, I was talking, you gotta get you. Ain't got it with you, your mama gon' need a lot of tissue.
At first there were two, now there's one. Ashes to ashes, what's done is done. Beat of the drums, raging fire in his eyes. In the end, only one will rise. Common premeditated cold blades in my chest, never racing, stay patient, learn to sustain all my breast, laser beam focused, while some crumble from the stress, perhaps not exactly human like some have come to suggest, not boxing, this is chess, I keep 10 steps ahead, almost respect for my opponents while others just left for dead, still they all see red, when they find they can't get to me, I make it look effortless, I'm another type of pedigree, I move steadily to the crowd, it's a dance, every step is calculated, though it all seems left to chance, leaving foes in a trance, sorta like new cancer patients. Determination and hope seem to run course adjacent. My days spent training in the warm hot sun. Only reward, adoration, though I'm scorned by some. The day we're all born, we plunge into this world's cold depths. A reality relinquished when the steel pierces the chest. At first there were two, now there's one. Ashes to ashes, what's done is done. Beat of the drums, raging fire in his eyes. In the end, only one will rise.
Sometimes I have a feeling of doom.
Oh, man. Mike Nichols and T'Challa, Method Man himself from Wu-Tang Clan. Like, how fucking badass is that? Like, man, like, really, like, how lucky are we? Like, really. Little small NMS who's scraping by, and we're interviewing Filter and playing fucking collab with Method Man. Like, man, like, really, like, you know what? To all the mainstream FM stations. So,
I love it. So, I love it. It's a brilliant tune. I really liked the story in the email where they were talking about it was originally supposed to feature MF Doom, and then Right. Obviously he passed away, so it never kind of got done. And then Method Man was like, I'm up
for
that.
Oh, yeah, for sure, yeah.
I'll do it. And I just thought it was a really brilliant story. But yeah, it's pretty amazing. Like, we don't, you know, historically we don't get sent stuff from members of the Wu-Tang Clan.
Yeah, right.
So that was pretty awesome.
And man,
and I enjoyed it.
Again, like, it just will seem like I grew up with this stuff, man. I remember when Wu-Tang Murder came out, like, it was like 95, like, and
yeah.
But man, like, and just like, I mean, he's done a bunch of collabs. Like I said, I still wish he had done a flop to Blackout. I mean, that was amazing. But
yes,
but yeah, he's done a bunch of collabs. In the collabs with like, unfortunately with Limp Bizkit, you know, like. No, what the fuck, what? Cal, shut the fuck up. You know, like, but
yeah, top tune. Really, really enjoyed that. It's good.
Yeah.
It's also nice to have a bit of hip hop on the show because
we
don't get much
that's.
We don't get much sent to us at all. And occasionally when we do, it's, you know, we play it, and occasionally when we do, it's not very good. But this is top quality.
Well,
so, yeah,
really what it comes down to is it's preference, right? So it's not that the content isn't good, it's just it's not to what we're liking, right? And that's a problem. But sometimes, like, we do get some good stuff, some good hip hop, and that's the thing. It's like, that's what makes it really cool. It's like, it's kind of straight out from the normal and kind of jump back, let's see, a few years, and kind of when it was like more. Was a lot better, I guess, in our eyes, but
but yeah, that was, yeah, brilliant. Love that tune, thought it was really class.
But next up, we have a band called Alien Gothic, a song called In the Night. Do this,
all right, come on. Yeah, what up, man?
Right on, Alien Gothic Within the Night. Now that was a dubstep lead, and that was just really kind of, well, for lack of better, was fucked. Like, but in a good way though. Like, I really, really enjoyed that. Like, that was pretty tripped out. I loved it.
Yeah, that was definitely fucked. It was. It was very trippy. It was very atmospheric. It was very kind of reminded me of fuck what they called.
I don't know.
Nah, it's not gonna come. Anyway, yeah, it had a kind of 80s thing going on, with the drums and the sort of saturation and all that on it. But yeah, it was cool. It was a very, very cool tune.
Well, man, the next song, you missed it the week, because we're off, but we're playing again. Brand new Kiffy, and a song called Independent Experiment, and holy shit. With Independent Experiment. And guys, I am sorry for all the technical people that are arriving tonight. I'm not sure what's going on, but I do apologize. But at least we're able to finish up that song, so I couldn't separate. But either way, so that was great. So it's Kiffy with Independent Experimentation. So
Excellent. Yeah, to be honest, the first half of that song was kind of, my headphones were doing something weird anyway, so it was a bit fucked. I wasn't sure if it was the system or me. But yeah, I love Kiffy. I think this is brilliant. This whole album is absolutely fantastic. It's actually on my Bandcamp wishlist because I haven't bought it yet. But
I have lots I need to buy.
so many. But yeah, I'm fortunate enough to have obviously heard it as part of their album writing club, which is when it was written. Or at least, I think he said, you have to correct me if I'm wrong, but I think actually he's kind of gone away and tweaked the mix or whatever, so I think I've heard a different version. So I'm really looking forward to sitting down and listening to it properly and getting that in my collection. But yeah, top artist, top quality tune. Don't know what's going on with the fucking system.
Yeah, I will be emailing Abel after this and asking what's going on, so to figure out what the hell is happening, because unfortunately I don't have much control over it at all, like really, not at all. No.
You should ask him if he's able to help us.
Well, yeah, that's what I'm going to do, right? So,
able to help us.
Because, because next week we have, we'll have the metal birds on for an interview. And then
nice, okay.
And the week after we have Western Jaguar.
Nice, good. Oh, my Western Jaguar CDs arrived this week. So I bought a couple the other day. Top stuff. Really, really enjoyed listening to those. So yeah, looking forward to interviewing him. And we get to get the Metal Bears on. Fucking hell, we've been trying that for years.
You're right.
No more Skype, guys. You can come on the show and actually hang out with us.
One thing here, because I think one song is not loading properly, so we might have to skip over it.
That's unusual.
Yeah. Well, I mean, like, literally going much where. One second here. So. Sorry, I'm just double checking here, so.
It's all good, man. It's all good.
Next up, we have Laser Beam with a song called Skate On By. Do this. Yes, right away.
Both ways, strings fall out of
on a laser beam and skate on by. Now, how tripped out was that? That was a great tune. Loved the vocals. Loved it.
Yeah, very cool. It had that kind of... I keep thinking of bands I can't remember the fucking names of. It's so annoying. What's that guy who... It's really going to bug me. There's a guy who started off basically, he would record things onto tape, and then gradually he formed a band, and it's something Birds. I can't remember. Anyway, it reminds me of them. It's pretty tripped out. It's a very cool tune. It's really good. I can't think what that is. I'm going to have to look it up in the break. Anyway, yeah, I love that tune. I think it's brilliant. And the guitars in particular are really, really cool.
Yeah, well, let's put it to the next one here. If I get the plug, I just want to transfer in. So just one more thing here.
Yeah, that's so good.
I don't know what's going on here. But
just seeing if I can find the band. It's going to annoy me so much.
For some reason, the Cosmic Boss song will not load at all.
Oh, that's annoying.
And I don't know why. It's just an unsupported type, so...
Oh, that's weird.
What's in here? Oh, come on, what the hell's going on here? Oh my god, what's in here?
Someone's just said Beck. Kiffy's just said Beck. No, not Beck. It's a really obscure band. It's really bugging me.
Let's see here. Well, right now. Okay, I'm not sure. I can hear you fine, but I can't.
Yeah.
Okay, there you go. Now we're good. Okay. All right, sorry about that.
We're good.
So,
we're good. All right.
So we're going to skip with the Cosmic Boss song for some reason because it won't play. So we're going to get to the next new song called Western Diver, called a song called Matador. Do this. Okay. I think we're good here. So I'll see.
Get down on my knees, but I was dumb, and she left me. You better believe that I would do anything. You see, I buried my heart in the depths of hell. I dropped my car at the speed of sound. Get fucked up for broke. Mexico to fix my report. I wanna fight back like a matador, like a matador. Should I go in the undertow and be what's the show? Wanna fight back
right on. Western Jaguar and Matador. That's obviously Brandon. We'll have him on in 2 weeks for an interview. It's been a long time since we've had Jeff on. It'll be a lot of fun. But that's a great trip out soon. It's amazing. I would love this album. It's been like 5 years.
Yeah, amazing. It really was a long time, wasn't it? Well, it felt like a long time between albums. But yeah, top album. Like I say, I bought this and something else on CD from his Bandcamp.
Glacier, yeah.
Yeah. But yeah, just absolutely fantastic. Just, yeah, pure talent, a pleasure to listen to. Really, really enjoy it. Awesome.
Just 1 second here, just getting the last few songs queued up here.
Alrighty.
Alrighty then.
No, it was Memorial was the other one I bought.
Oh, okay, nice.
Because it was like a bundle, basically. So there was this one, Oblivion and Memorial together.
Oh, very nice.
But yeah, they just arrived this week. They are awesome. Really, really cool albums.
Nice.
I still can't think of the name of that band. That's really driving me mad.
Now he's really pissed.
I'm sure it's got...
Yeah, piss him off, all right. So stick around because there's lots more people to beat up. All right.
That's really going to piss me off.
So
where's Mosaic when you need him? He'll fucking know what it is.
So next up we have brand new Alba Rose, a song called Fleeting Frickle. Dig this.
Soft kisses on my skin, I'm obsessed with you. Skin, skin, now skin, skin. Down in a wild body, I'm obsessed with you. Skin, skin, now skin, skin.
Right on, Elba Rose with Fleeting Frickle. That's her new song released on Bandcamp about a little bit ago, but great song. I love her new stuff. I'm glad she's been working on Bandcamp now, too.
Yeah, man. Yeah, absolutely brilliant tune. Really, really enjoyed that. It's got just like, it fills your ears. It sounds absolutely fantastic. Fills your ears. You know what I mean? Fills the speaker. But yeah, it's just a brilliant, brilliant tune.
We'll leave it at that.
Yeah. Something like that.
It could go very wrong very quick, so.
Well,
yeah. Well, maybe a bit. So.
Yeah.
Sorry about that. Okay. So, next up, we have brand new One by Mouse. This is the end of the album he put out. So, we played it all in order. And the song is called Hell. Dig this. That was One by Mouse in Hell and Stu, like, what, like fuck was that? like my God, it was amazing, but holy shit, it's like, I don't even know where to start, really. except that just my response, like,
Yeah, I thought my headphones were playing up again there. Nah. It is amazing. It's the concept of the album, obviously we're playing it track by track, but the concept of the album is so fantastic. The circles of hell kind of idea, and to go through each of those and create, a soundscape almost.
I am slipping the subject of hell, thank you.
yeah, but just has the, emotion's the wrong word, but it is amazing, but it's just... Yeah, it's wonderful. I really, really love it. I think it's brilliant.
Oh, well, yeah, to say the least. like, wow, Stu. Stu. Oh, yeah, here we go again. So, next up, we have a cover, Uncle Pete does a cover of What a Wonderful World, and this is actually... really badass cover.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see the blue for me and you, and I think to myself, blessed day. so much more than I'll ever know. And I think to myself,
okay, with a great cover of What a Wonderful World. That was really tripped out and really badass. I really, really enjoyed that one.
That was fantastic. I have got good news, Dr. Baines. I've remembered the name of the band that I was trying to think of from a few songs ago. I've even forgotten what song it was. I was comparing it to The Mountain Goats. I was thinking of The Mountain Goats. Yes. It was, so whatever that song was earlier, it kind of reminded me of The Mountain Goats. And it's John Darnell or something, isn't it? Is the guy there. Nothing to do with that song. It doesn't sound anything like The Mountain Goats. But yeah, very, very good cover. Extremely good cover of a very good song anyway. But yeah, kind of, well, a bit like a lullaby, isn't it? Very dreamlike kind of state that puts you in. It's very, very cool. I really enjoyed the way they interpreted that. What are they called? Uncle Kid.
Uncle Kid, yeah.
Yeah, very good.
We've played Uncle Kid a few times before. So, last up and the last song of the night is off Sane Martin's new album, which is amazing. So, please check it out on Bandcamp. So, here's her last song on the album. It's called Feeling Good. Take this. In it. Oh, please, come on. Seriously?
Come on, last time you can this. You can do it, Riverside.
I think
that,
I
that
think,
email's gonna have to be strongly worded.
I think I got it.
All right.
Okay. Yes, we got it. Okay.
Birds flying high. You know how I feel. Sun in the sky. You know.
feeling good.
It's a fantastic album. You guys even check it out yet? Please check it out. It's on Bandcamp. Like, it's amazing. It's like the day that God died. Like, it just it's mind blowing. Like, and she did a fantastic, amazing job, and she's helped us out so many times. So big shout out to St. Martin. So the album's awesome, and thank you for helping us out. We really appreciate it.
Yeah, absolutely superb. It's amazing. I like halfway through, I was like, hang on a minute. This is Nina Simone.
Right?
It's
just,
and it's like, oh yeah.
All so right, freaking, right.
So different to the original.
It's oh insane. Yeah, right.
Yeah, but it's brilliant. Wow. Don't know what to say. But yeah, absolutely brilliant. Absolutely brilliant. And that's the last track of the album,
yep.
I think, isn't it?
Yes, it is. Yeah. So that's going to do it for part one and part two of NMS. We're sorry about part one. We missed about five songs. We're sorry about that. So it's stuff out of our control. We'll try to figure it out, though. And again, since we can't do or haven't done the setup for some of the outros, here we go with... No, the Shrinky dink that! Krieger out!
Krieger out. It's beautifully done, mate. Beautifully done.
It does that. This has been Dr. Bones saying, guys, thank you so much for joining us. We'll be back next week with an interview with the Metal Birds. And, of course, Mike Five saying,
cheers.
Bones out. Talk to you.